Good evening. This is Tuesday. I wonder, what you're doing at night. Okay, anyway, I will give our happy English lessons. And let's begin with the trust. Don't you think Roy told a lie?
No. I didn't think so. I have a trust in him. This must be a kind of mistake. Lee broke his promise again. He was supposed to come and work with us today. I told you he isn't a man to be trusted. Trustworthy.
The boy has done a shallow job, hasn't he? Yes, I found him quite trustworthy. Try. I can solve this mess problem at all, Father. Did you try all the ways possible? Look, that cope is turning the knob of each house. He is trying at the doors to see whether they are locked or not. Do they really think that music? I just can't stand those noises. They try our patience, don't they? Tuition. Your school seems very exclusive, does it? Our entrance exam isn't so difficult. You mean the tuition fee is too high? Did you work out through college, Daddy? Yes, I learned my own. Living expenses and tuition and books are covered by the scholarship. Turn. I want a haircut and a shave. Certainly, sir. Please wait for your turn sitting over there. I may be speaking out of turn, but I think I have to say something. Go ahead. I don't want you to speak out. Turn color. This spot is well seen in the hall. You mean when the leaves turn color? Exactly. Turn down. Could you join the basketball team? No. I was turned down. They say I am too short. Turn in. You didn't answer the phone last night. Were you out? Oh, no. I was so tired that I turned in right after dinner. I slept like a log. Turn off. Let me tell you what happened today, dear. Just a second. I'll turn off the radio. Turn on. It's quite dark here in this room. Why don't you turn on the light? Do you mind if I turned on the television? No, go right ahead. Mother, he faucet in the kitchen is turned on. I am letting the water run for a while on purpose. Turn up. Isn't he here yet? No, but expected to turn up any moment. Did you find your lost watch? Yes, it had finally turned up. Turn fight. Tell me how he leashed when he heard the news. He says nothing and just turned fight. By turns. There's only one faucet here. Let's run up and get the water by turns. In turn. I haven't seen either of you around quite a while. What's wrong? Beats and I caught the flu in town and couldn't come out. Toenails. Gosh, gas is run out, and the next filling station is 5 miles away. Let's get in the turn out and ask for help. When those two girls look exactly alike. They should. They are twin singers called the Peanuts. Their songs are marvelous. Twinkle. Kids are really happy, aren't they? Yes. And they look. Their eyes are twinkling with joy. Twist. It is rather difficult to keep children sitting still, isn't it? Yes, they began to twist and turn in their seats in no time. Two heads are better than one. Let's figure out this puzzle together. It's an unbearable to stay here in the town. No, yes, let's. Two heads are better than one, you know, in twos and threes. At what time will school begin? 80-30 children are coming in twos and threes. Umpire. Why do you think he is often asked to umpire for them? It's because he is fair to all. Unanimous. I suggest that we shut out all traffic from Main Street between the 5th and 10th. We'll make a Main Street, one long playground and park. You're all nodding enthusiastically. I'll take it as approval as an unanimous. Unbelievable. It's scorching hot, isn't it? Yes, it's unbelievable to stay here in the sun. Unchanged. Look at the that head cottage. We visited there 10 years ago. Oh, fantastic. It remains almost unchanged and comfortable. This chair is uncomfortable to sit down, Mother, is it? And then have another one. Unconscious. Can you tell me what's the number of the car? I can't. I got unconscious immediately after I was knocked down. Under. I understand your father is very tall. Well, he must be just a couple of inches, under 6 feet, under any circumstances. I'll finish reading this within today, under any circumstances. Oh, you are really crazy about novels. Under no circumstances. Can I go to the movies with Kate, Mother? I want you to go out under no circumstance. We need you at the moment. Underway. Oh, they are playing ball already. Why not? The game has been underway for 3 minutes by now. Undone. Why didn't you eat meat, Ted? It's undone, Mom. It's almost raw. Undergo. Why was he sent to the hospital? Yes, to undergo an operation on his stomach next week. Underline. How can I answer this question, sir? Just underline the correct answers. Well, underrate. I'm coming to have a swimming race with him. Perhaps I will win. I hope so. We don't underrate his power in the race. Understand. I understand that this is the largest wooden structure in the world. So, I understand. Understanding. People say that Bill is very eccentric. Right. The way he does things is beyond my understanding. Undertake. Would you please do me a favor? I'm afraid I am too busy to undertake any more job right now. Undesirable. I don't think the central area of the city is a good place to live in. No, it's quite undesirable for that purpose. Traffic is too heavy. Undo. Stop being sorry for that. No use crying over spilled milk. I know, but I wonder if there's any way to undo what I've done. What's baby doing? She's underdoing the knots. She just likes doing that sort of thing. Unequal. I'm afraid I am unequal to the job. Oh, don't say that. You are the right person for it. Uneven. Why does this table rock? The floor is uneven. Unfortunately, I hope they finally got married, didn't they? I'm sorry, but no. Unfortunately, they could not meet each other again. Unfriendly. Why don't you like to go to his office? Are you afraid of him? Never mind. I just don't like the receptionist. She's very unfriendly. Ungrateful. Father's very serious of me. Don't be ungrateful to him. He simply loves you. And happy. I see that you are unhappy about this college. And happy? I'm mad at it. The head is coming to limit the number of clothes. Uniform. You are a student? Yes, I am. How can you tell? I can tell by the uniform. Uninhabited. Look at that old rotten house. Horrible. It must be uninhabited. Unsaid. Shall I tell him about it? No, you'd better leave it unsaid. Unscrew. Here's a bottle of sherry. Fine. Let's unscrew it at once. Unsightly. Look at this muddy road. Oh, it looks so unsightly. Unskilled. Why don't you apply for this job? I'm unskilled in that line of work. Unstable. Jack says his mother say, father haven't talked to each other for 1 week. That's unusual, I'm afraid. An emotionally unstable family produces an emotionally unstable younger. youngster. Until how long is your store open? From 10 in the morning until 10 at night. Not until. I was not until the next day that I noticed I've had my purse stolen. Oh, you are such a careless person. Untouched. Do you think Ben had done his assignments? Maybe not. I found them all and untouched a couple of hours ago. I seem to have unlighteningly given you a lot of trouble. It's all right. I just want you to have a good time. Jim is often late for work, isn't he? Yes, very often. I think he's worthy of a promotion. And rap. He has a present for your birthday, Jiro. Thank you. Oh, what can it be? May I unwrap it right now? Where's the plane? Father is flying in. It's up there, way, way up. Mother, do I have to stay in bed all day again? No, Emily, that says you can stay up in the morning today. Behave yourself, will you? Oh, I had my purse picked in the train. Oh dear, it's all up with us, isn't it? There goes a bell. Well, pay time is up. Where's Wakanai? It's up north. Is the sun up yet? I'm still sleepy. Don't be silly. It's already 12 o'clock. It's quite mild today, isn't it? Yes, spring flowers will soon be up. Don't leave your food. Eat it up, Peter. Can't, Mother. It's too much. Up in arms. How did you find them? Oh, they were all up in arms. They were all up in arms. Be up to. Where is the boy up to? But I have no idea at all. Up to one. Let's not go to the movies tonight. It's up to you. What's up? Jack has gone to the infirmary. What's up? Infirmary. To the infirmary. And what's up? He has got a terrible stomachache. I need money. What's up? I need a new spring coat. Keep. Upkeep. Your house is very big. Too big. The upkeep is too expensive. Upright. He does everything with all his might. I know. He is sincere and upright. Upshot. Joe was fired after all. What a miserable upshot. Upstairs. It's 7:30 now. Doesn't Bets come down yet? No, she's still upstairs. Will you go up and tell her to hurry up? Up to date. How do you like any new dress, Jim? Just lovely. It's quite up to date, too. Arvin, I heard that you're making researches on city programs. Yes, I'm a major in urban sociology. And would you like to find out some solution to overpopulation problems? Okay, thank you very much for listening, and have a nice and today's Wednesday night. Good luck to you. See you tomorrow. Bye now.